Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, it's a big game coming up. There's no doubt about it. Bills Steelers. It's a CBS 425 game, which means Jim Nance, Tony Romo, Tracy Wolfson will be in town for that one. As Buffalo takes on Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are currently 4-point underdogs in that game. Couple that with the fact that the Ravens and Bengals play on Thursday night. Steelers will know exactly where they are on Sunday, whether or not the Ravens get to 7-5, winners of 6 in a row, which they'll be favored to do, or 6-6. They can use a helping hand from Cincinnati. We got callers. Before we go, let's get some of them in limits.
All right, let's go to Mike. He is in Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. What's going on, Mike?
Yes, sir. The home of Charlton Heston and Planet of the Apes, I might add.
How about that? That's an oldie but goodie.
Yes. Patrick Queen finally said it. I listened to that interview again. He basically said they're just leaving two of us in the middle of the field. And to try and decide, do I step up to stop the run or do I step back to cover a slant pattern? They're being fed to the wolves. Thank you, Patrick Queen. It all goes back to when Coach LeBeau left. They interviewed Coach Butler. They said, asked him, what are you changing on the defense? You're going to keep LeBeau's defense? We're going to make one change. The three down linemen are going to rush the passer. So the minute that ball snapped, The front five are out of the play. They're all trying to get to the quarterback. It goes back to this individualistic, like Joe said early, swatting the ball, trying to make a splash play. And that middle of the field, ever since Shazier has been hurt and they changed that, has been the same thing. They just can't stop the run. It's that point of attack scheme change. It's been the problem. It's still the problem. It's going to be the problem.
Mike, I will say you're it's been repetitive, no doubt, but they did stop the run based on what Chicago had done prior to that, and I think that was the first thing they wanted to do when they got there. Unfortunately, in those past situations that I saw, and thanks for the call from Fort Wayne, Indiana, yeah. Appreciate that, and reminding me that Planet of the Apes was made there. I remember that movie.
Yeah.
But I saw, and who was it, Dan Orlovsky put out a screenshot, and this happens too much, where they had a third down and five, Caleb Williams dropped back to pass. Everyone on that defense was given at least 10-yard cushion, which meant a crossing pattern. You hit him in stride, quick release. He's going to get easy 10 to 12 yards. So they needed five, they get 10 to 12. And it's because they're being too much of a bend but not break kind of approach, even though it was earlier in the game for that to happen. Did you see the thing I'm talking about?
No, I don't think I did, no.
Well,
but
I tweeted it. You can see. And everyone on the defense was way back on a third and five call. And sometimes I think they get guilty of that where there's just not enough urgency off the line of scrimmage. That's another thing I'd like to see more of. You have these corners who you believe in.
Yeah, you're right.
Why
Bob.
Not just get in their face early? They need 5 yards. You're not going to give them that easily.
James Pierre is 10 yards away from his guy.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do that, and it makes it easy to pick up first down yardage. You may keep people from making big plays down the field, but you're going to let them get those kinds of chunk plays, and they do make a difference. All right, one more call before we go.
Wow, Pierre was standing at the 45, the opposite 45-yard line.
But do you see any defender? Do you see any defender in the picture there?
No, and no one even near Burden.
Yeah,
easy first down. All right, here's Chris in Newcastle, Bob.
Chris, what's going on? How are you in Newcastle, Pennsylvania?
Hey, Bob. I'm just wondering if this season just falls off the rails. What are the chances that they just fire Tomlin? Like, come on, he hasn't done anything in so long. What are they waiting for? Everyone else gets fired and replaced, but why is Tomlin untouchable? They need to get rid of him.
Well, I think at the end of the year, if things don't go well, then they'll have discussions. They often do on everything, but it's about what happens next. And Chris, I will say this. I'm a big picture guy. I want to see what happens at the end of this year. I still think if they win, and would you be surprised if they beat Buffalo? Because I wouldn't, even though they're not favored to do so. They tend to play these games differently than the ones you think they're going to win easily. You know what I mean? So if they do get to 7-5 and Baltimore should lose and they have a tiebreaker, then on Buffalo, I mean, things can be different. But yes, at the end of the year, if things don't go right, they will have a conversation about everything. And we'll see what happens after that. But he just signed a new 3-year contract, so I don't expect that to happen. So they made that choice back in the offseason.
Hey, can I ask a real quick question?
Sure.
Okay, why do they keep messing around with these old quarterbacks? Like, they can't identify a quarterback in the draft and move up and get one. Why are they always doing these? I want Russell Wilson. He's washed up. I want Rodgers. He's not terrible, but he's not the solution long term. So why do they keep – who are they going after next? Flacco?
Well, that's the thing. And thanks for the call, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We'll say this. At the end of this season, they're going to have the same question they've been forced to answer over the last 3 seasons, and this will be the 4th. What do you do at quarterback? How do you get that next guy up? They thought they had him with Kenny Pickett. That was a mistake. They shouldn't have done that, as it turns out. But they got to figure out something, and I don't see them continuing on this path, Austin, where they're just going to keep signing guys to 1-year deals and hoping they get something and sort of buying time, kicking that down the road. They got to address this pretty quickly, and I think this draft would be the best time to do it, depending on where they are, and they do have the ability to make a move and move up a little higher in the first round.
Right now, I believe they have the 15th pick in the draft because there's so many teams that are bunched up in a similar spot as them. So if that is indeed the case, Bob, and they are able to pick, let's say, right around 14, 15, 16, and even move up to 10 if they so choose. And we keep talking about how much picks they have. Oh, how many picks to trade up in the draft or to trade next year's picks, and you still have some to be able to complement your roster. That is the most logical solution, I think, is to go back to the draft, try to bank on a young guy that you can develop. Do you trust their development? Whole other question. But to get away from this well of older veteran quarterbacks, I've liked the Aaron Rodgers experience to an extent, but the time has come. Pick another quarterback and just hope that you pick the right one instead of the previous quarterback that was selected.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be it. But I will tell you this, it takes a lot of draft compensation to move up in the first round. There's a chart on it, and I'll show you this chart next time I see you just to make you aware, because I didn't even realize this, but to move up just a, you know, five positions, 10 positions, how much it costs. It's not just this, like they have a bunch of third round picks maybe this year.
Yeah.
It takes more than that. You're going to have to do multiple draft picks over a couple of years and maybe a player or two, depending on how that goes. So, and I'm not even, every week we analyze these quarterbacks. At the beginning of the year, no one had Fernando Mendoza on this. Nobody did. There are guys who are rising, guys who are going backwards. I see that Arch Manning had a pretty good game this week.
He's been a lot better.
But I also think he's going to stay another year. I think he knows that. I think they know that. It's better for him to do it. He'll get paid, and he'll have another year where if he's drafted here, he can go to a place where it's not going to help his development at all. So I do think he'll come back for one more year. Are you of that belief or not?
I think it depends on what he does in the playoffs. If Texas gets into the playoffs and does well, and Arch is a significant reason why, I could see him coming out.
All right, who else is on the list? Because the preseason list that everybody had is not that much.
Dante Moore of Oregon.
Klubnik does not look like he's worthy of that, but he was on the list to beginning of.
He should have never been on the list. He's always been significantly overrated. Dante Moore in Oregon, I think, is somebody that should be a target. But then again, he might just go back to school. Phil Knight will just say, hey, how much you want? 2.5?
Phil Knight's still throwing money around out there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Phil Knight's got all kind of money that he funds that entire program. Like how Joe likes to mention how Mark Cuban funds Indiana. Phil Knight, he's writing all the checks at Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go to where that is. And they can, you know, obviously, they're going to be quarterbacks who NFL teams think should be chosen high in this draft. But they're going to be also a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. I can go right down the list and look at all these teams. I wouldn't even think Cleveland would redraft a quarterback. That's the most important position you got on the team, really. You need one of them. And so even if you just spent two draft picks on Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, if you don't like what you've seen, you can draft another quarterback. Why not? They got to get. We've seen teams do that and redraft the same position. So one more call before we go to break. I got some extra time here.
Yeah, here's Mike in Wexford.
Mike, go ahead. What's up? Real quick, please.
Hey, what's up, guys? Real quick, two things that made me cringe is the illegal the way we lined up incorrectly on Rudolph's run.
Yeah, formation.
The formation, which that could have been the seal of the game. That was, I'm like, how do we do that as a professional team? It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, those are the kind of self-inflicted wounds that they often talk about, and that came at a critical time. When you look at the 20-yard gain by Rudolph, and then you had the 5 yards of the penalty, 25 yards backwards. And it was at a critical time that they needed to get some points.
That was it?
Aaron Rodgers knew that on the sideline. They cut away. Mason Rudolph, I suspect, would have to know that, or the coaching staff would have to do it, and they can call a timeout if they so choose, but nobody did anything, and that play immediately was flagged.
Yep. And then when I saw DK limping off the side of the field, what also made me cringe, thinking our number one is done. You know,
that's all the reason why I thought they should have brought. Now they brought in Marquez Valdez Scantling, but he hasn't played yet, and they needed somebody maybe even bigger along the way just for insulation in case of injury, but also to solve a number two receiver that they've been trying to solve for the last couple of years. Mike, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Joe, Unfortunately, we can't get to you. We are going to do this again tomorrow night. Now, tomorrow I'll be over at the Mike Tomlin press conference. I'm sure you guys are going to react to it when it comes on the air at 12 o'clock. You can also watch it on KDK Plus. We provide that every single week on a Tuesday. And real quick, 10 seconds, what's happened to Pitt basketball? I wanted to get to this earlier, too.
Good grief.
They lost to Quinnipiac, who just got trounced by 37 points to a bad team.
Yeah, Quinnipiac is a game that you come in, and it's supposed to be a team that you pay to lose, pretty much. You know, you're coming in
you're offering, here's some money, just come in and
let us beat you. And they beat you.
They beat you. Well, that's how they're going to wrap up this show
really
today.
Really bad, Bob.
All right, that's going to do it. One final congrats to the Pittsburgh Riverhounds for winning the USL Championship. Big win for them, and it's a game changer in terms of, I think, future goals that they may have over there. So congrats to them on a run through the playoffs that ended in Tulsa with a penalty kicks win at 5-3.
Big congrats.
Yes, sir. All right, Austin, we'll see you again. I'll see you on Wednesday. Joe, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll check you out and tune us in every night at KDK Plus for the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. I'm Bob Pompiani signing off, and the PM team is coming up right after a headline from Austin Bechtold.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.